two U.S. service members killed, one missing after Iranian attack in Jordan. Two U.S. service members were killed and another remains missing after Iranian ballistic missile and drone attacks in Jordan, U.S. Central Command announced Saturday. The attack occurred July 17 as American and partner forces defended against incoming fire, according to CENTCOM. Four other U.S. service members were medically evacuated to hospitals in Jordan and have since been discharged. Other personnel treated for minor injuries returned to duty. The military has not released the names or hometowns of the two service members who were killed. CENTCOM said it would withhold identifying information until 24 hours after their families are notified. As of Saturday afternoon, there was no public information connecting any of the casualties to Texas. One service member remains missing. CENTCOM described one additional service member as missing in action. The designation does not establish that the person has died, and the command had not publicly provided details about search efforts or the circumstances of the disappearance. The Wall Street Journal, whose report was shared through Apple News, said Iran has adjusted some of its missile tactics to challenge U.S. defenses. The newspaper cited officials who said the latest weapons traveled at extremely high speeds. Axios reported that at least two Iranian ballistic missiles struck Mafafak Salty Air Base, also known as Azraq Air Base, which hosts American personnel and aircraft. CENTCOM's initial public statement did not name the installation. American death toll rises. The deaths brought the number of U.S. service members killed during the Iran War to 16, according to the Associated Press. More than 430 American troops have been wounded since the conflict began February 28. Six U.S. soldiers were killed early in the war when an Iranian drone struck a command center in Kuwait. Another soldier died from injuries suffered in an attack on Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia. Six service members died when a refueling aircraft crashed in Iraq, and a Navy pilot died after a helicopter crash in the Arabian Sea earlier in July. The two deaths in Jordan are the first U.S. fatalities attributed to direct Iranian fire since the opening days of the war, the Associated Press reported. Attacks widen across the region. The Jordan attack came as the United States and Iran exchanged strikes for a seventh consecutive night following the collapse of an interim ceasefire framework reached in June. CENTCOM said its latest attacks in Iran targeted surveillance sites, military logistics infrastructure, underground weapons storage, and maritime capabilities. Iran, meanwhile, launched missiles and drones toward countries that host American forces, including Jordan, Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar. Jordan's state-run Petra News Agency said the country's air defense systems intercepted Iranian missiles. Kuwait reported damage to water, power, and oil facilities, while other countries temporarily activated warning sirens or restricted airspace. The renewed conflict has increasingly focused on control of the Strait of Hormuz, a major route for global oil and natural gas shipments. Reduced commercial traffic through the waterway has increased pressure on energy markets and raised concern about further escalation. This is a developing story. Casualty information can change as military officials complete notifications and continue searching for the missing service member. Sources: The Wall Street Journal. Two U.S. troops killed in Iran missile attack on Jordan, July 18, 2026, U.S. Central Command. Statement on fallen and missing service members, July 18, 2026, Associated Press. U.S. military says two troops are dead and one is missing, July 18, 2026, Axios. Two U.S. troops killed, one missing in Iranian attack, July 18, 2026.